yesterday's celebration and ceremony was the culmination of those efforts over the last year to make it official and not only unveil the correct gravestone, but also honor Ferris.
Rebecca Clark is the research assistant for Better Days 2020, a group working to popularize Utah women's history. While researching important women in Utah history, Clark learned Seraph Young's name was misspelled on her headstone in Arlington National Cemetery.
But it also reveals that there was a huge mistake, that she was such an important person in history and she had slipped into obscurity.
Last year, the historical director at Better Days, Catherine Kitterman, made a request to correct the misspelling. It was granted, and on Tuesday, Kitterman, Governor Gary Herbert, and Senator D.J. Henderson, along with some White House staff and some of Young's descendants, participated in a wreath-laying ceremony in D.C. to honor Young and celebrate the change. In addition to the correction, Young's grave is now listed among significant graves in the cemetery, and information about who she was is available for visitors to read. Kitterman says she is so happy others can finally learn from Seraph's example of being a good citizen who fulfills their civic duty.
Just going about your day, fulfilling your civic duty, with those small choices that you make really do add up to something, and they really do matter.
With Utah Public Radio, I'm Harley Barnes.